Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Ripper Collins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Joe Marte. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Roy Parmalee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Roy Parmalee. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting second. The right fielder, Paul Wehner. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Dickshott. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Archie Vaughn. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Gus Suhr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bill Brubaker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Russ Bowers. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Russ Bowers. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a pop-up towards third. Brubaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Suhr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gallen. The throw from Todd and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Todd and he is out, Vaughn applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jensen for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hack. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Archie Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Wehner moves to second. Gus Suhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suhr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dickshott. O'Day reaches second base with a double. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Day scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte strikes out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker hits a fly ball into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a line drive into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bowers, and towards Vaughn, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Herman reaches second base with a double. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Soar scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Herman moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Herman scores. It's 3-0, Cubs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Demery. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Demery steals second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Day takes first base on ball 4. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-1 in the game. Dickshott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to second. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0-for-1 in the game. Soar hits a fly ball into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Marty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marty is 0-for-1 in the game. Marty hits a line drive towards the mound. Bowers can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges bunts towards first. Soar scoops it up and throws to first, with Handley covering, for the out. Marty moves to second. One out. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0 for 1 in the game. Parmley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brubaker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Brubaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field. Marty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman misplays the ball. That's an error on Herman. Russ Bowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Herman hits a line drive into left field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Demery hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Collins. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Collins steals second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Day is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 2 in the game. Jensen hits a line drive towards first. Collins reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Dickshott moves to second. Gus Soar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soar is 0 for 2 in the game. Soar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marte bunts towards the mound. Bowers fields it and throws to first for the out. Hack moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Hack scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0-for-2 in the game. Parmley strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gerges. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Gerges steals second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gallen is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Brubaker hits a pop-up towards first. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Handley moves to second. Lloyd Wehner pinch hits for Russ Bowers. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Handley scores. Todd moves to second. It's 4-1, Cubs. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-3 in the game. Jensen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. O'Day settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wehner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Todd scores. Wehner moves to second. It's 4-2, Cubs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Wehner moves to third. Wehner moves to second. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Gerges fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Cy Blanton now pitching. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hermann hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards third. Brubaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to second. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery bunts towards third. Brubaker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hermann moves to third. Collins moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. O'Day hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hermann scores. Collins moves to third. Demery moves to second. It's 5-2, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hack hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Collins scores. Demery moves to third. O'Day moves to second. It's 6-2, Cubs. Joe Marte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Marte hits a ball on the ground. Demery scores. It's 7-2, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-3 in the game. Soor takes first base on ball 4. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Brubaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a line drive into left field. Gallen picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Gallen. Handley moves to second. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Todd hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gerges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Parmley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parmley is 0-for-3 in the game. Parmley bunts towards the mound. Blanton fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, with Handley covering, double play. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Red Lucas pinch hits for Cy Blanton. Red Lucas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucas hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-4 in the game. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Marte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wehner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Demery, who is chasing the ball. Wehner reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Collins scoops it up and throws to first, with Parmley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Tobin now pitching. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ripper Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Collins hits a fly ball into right field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Demery takes first base on ball 4. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Day hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Demery moves to second. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hack hits a fly ball into center field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Soor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Soor hits a line drive into right field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Brubaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brubaker is 0-for-4 in the game. Brubaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parmley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.